and Una. Breakfast
rolls. What you chewing on over there, lady?
Yeah, I'm chewing on some chew gum.
What's your flavour?
Spearmint.
Spearmint?
Spearmint, yeah.
Oh, old nice. School.
Yeah, feel a bit weak actually. I had a lot of blood taken for me today.
Oh, you did? Yeah, you had to run onto the old GP's.
The GP for blood test, and there's like about. I look away when they're giving me the blood test. Do you know what I mean? When the needle is going in, because I can't be dealing with the blood.
Nobody likes to look at it.
No. But then when it was finished, there was like 7 vials of blood. Because I did ask for like the full kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
Everything going.
So they only need 6. So what we're going to do is give away a vial of Una's blood if you'd like to win that this morning. Imagine if that was part of what's in your drawers for the
they need 7 because I got the whatchamacallit, the other one, the lipids done for your whatchamacallit, the, do you know, cholesterol. Excuse, when did you get your medical degree, Dr. Cooper?
I didn't say anything.
You
Jesus.
Did. You said, well, they only need 6, so
as a joke, so we give away a vial.
Sorry,
that's all. Wow.
Jesus. I did not get that.
No, obviously they took something from you.
Yeah.
Like your sense of humour. Something that's also been taken from us is our ability to drive to work because we can't afford it anymore.
True story.
Una. Oh, Carol, you said something to me yesterday which got me absolutely petrified, and I think everybody was talking about it, and they've been talking about this in the Dáil as well. You were talking about the fuel prices because of the war in Iran, that the fuel prices were starting to climb up.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, what's happening in Iran and around the world is absolutely scary and terrifying, and it's affecting so many things, and fuel prices, which affect a lot of things, from everything down to heating your home to making plastics to oils to everything like that. It's all affected. But you said yesterday that fuel road prices for your car could be going up by 70 cents for petrol and 80 cents for diesel.
That's what experts are predicting. Global economists are saying that could potentially happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
Yeah, Paddy Trabeen was talking about it yesterday as well.
Academics are saying that the price of petrol could increase by 70 cents to €2.44. Diesel could increase by 81 cents to €2.53.
So that basically means that if I was to fill my car, which is the size of the tank is 70 litres, it costs about €180 to fill my car.
Wow.
Una, I can't afford to come to work if that's the situation. But here's the thing, after this went on, Micheál Martin has made a statement. I saw this on the Examiner on socials yesterday, saying that Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that there's no excuse for prices going up at the pumps yesterday, or indeed anywhere, because Irish oil is coming from the North Sea and we don't want any price gouging going on. So we're not even getting it from Iran or anything like that. It's coming from the North Sea. So if there is any, like yesterday on the way into work, I saw through the fog prices at about 179.9, and on the way home, I saw it at 182.
So they went up 2 cents.
Yeah.
The greedy, snaky turkeys.
So do you know what we need to do, Una?
Revolt. Take to the streets.
Or pump up the wheels of my bicycle. Because if the prices do continue to go up and rise, I'm going to have to take different measures to get to work. All right. So I've calculated how long it's going to take me to get here. At the moment, it takes me 58.5 minutes to get here every single day. So if I was to travel by bicycle, Una...
Go on.
Not allowed to use the motorway. Anyway, it'd be too windy. It'd take me 4 hours and 48 minutes.
Not too bad. Just get up a bit earlier, will you?
That's the answer to all the problems. Let me lift you up. High
mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. True story, Una said just before we played that bit, for somebody who lives 5 minutes from the radio station.
Yeah, but I live 2¾ hours from County Kerry. And I'm up there every second weekend. Mm-hmm. So that takes an awful lot.
Get the train.
Get the train. I can't. There is no train from where I live directly to Kerry.
Get the train from your place into Dublin and then get the train from Dublin to Kerry. Lovely.
That
lovely
would take
day.
17 hours
lovely
and I have
day.
4-year-old twins. So, yeah. You know, why don't you shove that
can
up your
bum?
Can
they not look after themselves
that
yet?
Suggestion. Can you imagine the two of them? No, they cannot look after themselves yet.
They'd love a train
they
ride.
They have a game now and it's called horses. And they literally just chase each other around the house going, nay, 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 nay. So this is what I'm dealing with and listening to every night, then it goes on for hours.
So along with winning a vial of Una's blood, you can win
the children
for a weekend, every second weekend.
Nay!
Here's our survey says.
very quickly, you know the way we were talking about the price of the diesel and Micheál Martin's like, here, calm down. Our oil doesn't come from Iran, it comes from the North Sea. We got a message in from Mary saying one garage in Kildare, diesel was 173.9 on Monday morning. It went up to 179.9 on Monday evening, and this morning it's at 188.9.
Lads, stop the lights. Don't be cowboys. Don't take advantage.
My work van average fill gets, it's, oh my God, €500 a week with a commercial van at the moment. €120 a fill. Wow. Jesus. Oh my God.
I actually don't know how much it is to fill up my car because I've never like filled it up fully before because I feel like kind of bitterness towards it.
I'm sorry, you've never filled up your car before?
Not to the max.
Right, we're scrapping survey says this morning. Are you serious?
Yeah, because I just put in as much as I need because I would feel
this
like,
actually makes sense because if we're ever going to do any filming or anything, you're like, how far is that? I'm like, why? She goes, because I want to put fuel in my car.
I'll have to know if I have to put fuel into it, yeah. Because I just have resentment towards the car for taking all my money off me. Do you know?
Yeah.
So I just give as much as she needs to get.
Yes, you love to buy a candle and just burn money.
Yeah, but
technically. So do you know what I mean? It's the same thing, it's fuel.
I am not flahoolic. I'm only flahoolic when it comes to supermarkets and chocolate.
And fancy shower attachments that we learned yesterday. Anyway, let's get on to this. We're looking for your input to see can you answer this on 0871 102 107. Our survey says
20% of people admit they've done this to avoid small talk. This is very you. What have you done to avoid small talk?
Oh my God, I'd hide in anywhere to avoid small talk.
That's good thinking. Good thinking.
You think you might hide in the kitchen and eat your breakfast instead of bringing us in here? You can hear the bowl rattling around.
Oh my God, will you please stop talking about my breakfast?
I've done this to avoid small talk. I've actually
delicious,
just
actually.
Not turned up.
Oh yeah, just thought I'm nervous about the small talk. Yeah. I'm not going to bother going.
Mm.
Yeah, no, it's not the answer.
Do you know what, that was handy, like, during the time of COVID when we were wearing masks in supermarkets.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could pretend that you didn't recognize the person, even though you totally did. But you could pretend. Come on, be honest here. We all did it.
Avoid Bridie, take a left. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or go a longer route, turn a corner, or pretend to be on a phone.
But also, while you had your mask on and you had to still social distance as well, so you're, 17 foot apart from each other, and you're like...
Golden,
All right, move on. Talk to you later. Bye. Yeah.
One of the only good things about time.
See you on House Party. Remember that app. During the lockdown.
No.
Always load of games. Doesn't matter. Anyway. 087-1102-107. The question is...
20% of people admit they've done this just to avoid small talk. What is this?
Survey says this morning, what's the question we're trying to get everybody to have a go at guessing the answer to Donald?
20% of people admit they've done this just to avoid small talk.
All right. 087-1102-107.
Good morning, iRadio. Happy Wednesday. Tommy here in Roscommon.
I'm Tommy in Roscommon.
Hey, Tommy.
Faked a phone call as in someone's ringing you and they weren't.
Oh yeah, faking a phone call. Hello? Yeah. Hello?
That's a very safe thing to do, really. Yeah. But when you do it, you have to make sure that your phone is on silent.
That's the joy of always having your phone on silent.
On silent, yeah. Because if it rang and you were pretending to talk to someone, you might look a bit silly.
You would. Has it ever happened to you?
No, because I've always put it on silent while I'm pretending to be on the phone to someone so I can dodge talking to someone else.
Yeah, so pick up the phone is a very popular guest this morning on 087-1102-107.
Jenny and Nay says, is it that they have hid in the toilet at work?
Oh.
Well, you hide in the toilet a lot.
Well, it's not hiding when everybody knows about it.
Oh, yeah, you just stay in there. You just don't want it, yeah. You need a bit of me time.
It's called a consultation.
Okay.
actually, it's so funny that you mentioned that. We actually have, what's the name of that artist who paints all the cows that I told you about, Donald?
Oh, I don't know. I've got some of this stuff.
Something.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a picture of a cow in the toilet and it says the consultant on it.
Where, at work?
No.
Oh, at home?
At home, yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Arse in the toilet in work. You're mad. Barely toilet roll and soap in there.
Stop.
I know you've got like all the sanitary towels and like potpourri in the ladies, but like in the lads.
Potpourri!
There's a hole in the floor.
2001 called. They want their potpourri back. Eminence Psycho says, I've often just dunked in a supermarket.
Can we just be very clear?
I can't deal with small chat. It wears me down. I'm useless at it. Yeah, I hear you, kid. I'm like that as well.
Oh, ducked in the supermarket. I thought you said dumped in the supermarket.
No, ducked. Oh, okay. Ducked in the supermarket.
My head is in a gutter at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Any of these correct, Donald?
No, they're not. No, no, no.
Oh, my God.
No, sorry. The question, 20% of people admit they've done this just to avoid small talk. What is it?
All right, 0871 102 107, get your guesses in. Our survey says this morning we're trying to figure out the answer to this survey.
20% of people admit they've done this just to avoid the small talk. Dreaded small talk.
Pull the fire alarm.
In extreme cases.
It's like when you see somebody you're just like, I really don't want to...
Everybody out.
Oh, damn, I didn't realise this fire alarm also set off the sprinklers.
You feel drained after an interaction, like, do you know what I mean, that you weren't prepared for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy and Dronda said, I have pretended to have a sore throat. I heard that. I have pretended to have a sore throat so I couldn't talk and ran to the car. Imagine, you meet someone in the supermarket and you're just like, oh, no, my God, can't talk. Yeah, bye.
Have you heard the one if you don't want to have small talk with somebody, you tell them you've a fish in the car? Have you heard that one?
Oh yeah, you just tell them and they go, they're so confused.
Sorry, can't stop a fish in the car.
I've got a fish in the car.
What?
And I just heard it in an Australian accent.
I didn't.
Oh no. That's what I heard.
I have a fish in the car.
That's so strange.
Yeah, exactly, because it confuses you and you're just like, oh, okay. Because you can't just leave a fish in the car.
Why? I mean, is the fish alive? Fish has got to go.
No, it's like you just bought it in the butcher.
Oh, so we could smell the car. Smell the car. Yeah. Okay.
And also, it's like you gotta get it back into refrigeration. So that's the best life hack ever.
No, I'd be mortified saying I have a fish
Try
in the car.
It. No,
I'd rather say that I have ice creams in the car. Or something.
It's like,
like,
you know the way somebody tries to sell you something on the street.
Somebody try, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, would you be interested in, like, saving these flying cats? You know, these. And he'd be like, no, sorry, I got a fish in the car. And they're like, oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, man, you were so tight. Yeah. I can't believe that. No. Like, yeah, you don't. Oh, my God, he doesn't give to charities. Yeah. He's just admitted it.
None of them are the answers.
I'll give to a fish in the car charity.
Oh, yeah. Juliet in Ratode says, I don't mind small chat, but strangers tend to tell me their life stories. It happens all the time. I don't mind. Some of them can be very entertaining. I'm the exact same.
Yeah. Most of the stories that come from your life are from weirdos who meet you.
Yeah. I swear. Like, it's great, but they really open up to me about, like, you know, affairs that their husbands have had and just wild stories.
I know, I love the guy who tried to sell you or give you his cucumber on a bus.
Oh, yeah.
No, the answer is...
There's an entire show that we could do on that. Okay.
I'd forgotten about that.
How could you forget about that? I'm scarred from hearing the story for another day.
20% of people admit they've stayed in the car until somebody they know is somewhere has left.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair, yeah. Standard. I'm not going out until
it's an awful long time to be staying in the car if you've got a fish in it, though.
Oh, my God. Are you
on my Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolls.
Speaking of winning things on the show, you can win the contents of Una's drawers in a game called Rhyme It. And we were talking to Casey from Galway this morning. She did good, didn't she?
She did really well, yeah.
Was it enough to get the highest score at the end of the week, though?
Casey Burke, good morning.
Hi, guys. Hello again.
Hello.
We are live to Galway, and you are looking after three smaller people in your life today. They are your nephews and niece. Who have you got with you?
Yeah, I do. I have Joshua, Bobby and Ellie with me.
That's incredible. Out of the three of your niece and nephews.
Who's your favourite? Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't say. They're all my favourite.
Go on. Tell us.
They're all my favourite.
And how old are Joshua, Bobby and Ellie? Do they want to tell us themselves?
Yeah, Joshua is
8.
Yeah,
6.
Bobby is
6.
And Ellie is
4.
Ah,
yeah. Oh, cool. And was there? Did it? Like, what? When did Joshua turn 8?
When did you turn
8,
Joshua?
June 16th.
Oh, so was there never a stage where you were both like 6 and 7? No.
No, not yet.
Oh. He's just trying to make a dad joke there. Huh? 6, 7.
Here, Josh, Bobby, shout out to your school. What school are you going to?
Gardenfield. Jolly
Tots. Yeah. Oh. And Ellie goes to?
Jolly Tots.
Jolly Tots.
Jolly Tots is a great school,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, love it there.
Yeah. They give you lots of...
Milchons.
Yeah, milchons and sleep time and stuff like that.
Oh, lovely.
Cool, excellent. So let's hope now that they can help you out today and don't land you in it now, to be honest with you.
It's open.
You've got the score of 8 to beat and... excuse me. You've got a right... I'm going to die here now.
Are you okay there?
I'm just looking for a nurse's attention, to be honest.
Oh! El Creepo. Sorry, Katie.
What?
Yeah, you are live in the radio.
Yeah. Don't say the F word, because Una doesn't understand finance. So, we're going to give you a word and rhyme every answer that is to rhyme with that word. You've 30 seconds. Your word is...
C-S-E-A.
C. Okay, so worms that
rotten
with
tea.
Yeah.
Okay, your time starts now.
He stood up in court and made an innocent what?
Plea.
If you go on a winter holiday, you might use a snowboard or what?
A ski.
I had to stop shopping because I was bursting for a what?
Pee.
You put the milk in after making a cup of what?
Tea.
The joint between the thigh and the lower leg is called the what?
Knee.
You'd place your golf ball on what before you hit it?
A tea.
I hate these stingy little pollinators.
Bees.
Triple is how many times something.
Time's up.
Ah!
Oh.
7.
Oh, sugar.
Hey, you're just one below. It's not bad though, you know.
Yeah, 7 was good.
It is. It's pretty good. It's nothing to be ashamed of in front of your nieces and nephews.
That was solid. That was a solid performance.
Sorry, what's wrong with bees? Why do you hate these stingy little pollinators? What's wrong with
them? I don't hate them. I just want written down in front of me.
Why did you say you hate bees, Donald?
why do you hate bees?
Yeah, why do you hate bees?
Because they sting you sometimes.
They don't.
Yeah,
they
do you know, but they're very healing.
Casey from Galway, thank you so much. I'm just going to pull Una back here now. Would you stop?
What? No, because I read somewhere yesterday, you'll benefit from this, Cooper. If you live beside an apiary, it's a very healing, you heal like 30% quicker if there's something wrong with you because of the bees' wings and the sounds they make. It's energy healing, it's sound frequencies. I'm not crazy, I'm telling you.
And that's why there's nothing wrong with me and there's something wrong with you.
Hey!
Casey, thank you so much for coming on. Josh,
thanks,
Bobby, Ellie, enjoy school today, all right?
Bye, guys. Bye.
They're just like, oh, here, listen, we don't listen to him anymore. He tried to 6-7 us. All right, fair.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't know how you do these prank calls. I know before in January you had me being your prank puppet, which is never going to happen again, thank God.
We'll see about that.
And this poor person who you rang up, they're only new in a business and...
business. I kept on saying, business. That was my favourite part of it. I genuinely felt really bad after this one because he was so shocked afterwards and he was like, you can't be going around doing that. She nearly gave me a heart attack. My face is purple here. But he was a really good sport and he gave me permission to play it. So good man, Bruno and Nate.
And I think if you have anybody in your life that you'd love to get Una to wind up,
please get in touch because it is my favourite thing to do. It was my childhood dream, you know. I used to prank call people and now I'm doing it for a living. I'm getting paid to do my favourite thing, Cooper.
You used to prank call people when you were a child?
Oh my God, all the time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I used to prank my crush, Ty Cronin and Mallow.
Ty Cronin.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Tight crotch, tight crown.
What? You weirdo.
Here's today's Wind Up Wednesday. Wednesdays is Wind Up Wednesdays where my friend does pranks and she's ruthless.
Yeah, so this prank, I think, is perhaps one of the more crueler ones.
Crueler than the one last week where you phoned the woman who came back from Australia and there was spiders in her bras.
I told her she'd have to go into quarantine.
Yeah, I actually had the fear for her.
No, that was a couple of weeks ago. No, this is worse than that.
Oh my God.
So Sophie from Kildare got in touch with me and she wanted me to prank her partner, Bruno, who owns Bruno's Barbers in Naas. Big shout out to Bruno's, fantastic barbers in Naas. Yeah, so I really scared the absolute bejesus out of him. And I mean, I really did now. He was in a state of shock after I told him who it was. So his name, his real name is Valentin. Okay, so...
Lovely.
Yeah, beautiful. So just listen and you'll see. I told him he owed some people some money, a lot of money.
Hello? Hello.
Hi, is this Valentine Chernetsky?
It is indeed, yeah.
Hi, this is Siobhan Nolan calling from the Revenue Commissioner Small Business Compliance Unit. This call may be recorded for training and quality purposes. Can you talk there, Valentine?
I can indeed, yeah.
I'm just ringing in relation to a review we carried out on your barber business. Your training is Bruno's on Railway Terrace in Nace, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've revisited your file and there appears to be some discrepancy over monies owed to the Commissioner, Valentine's.
Sorry, can you repeat that again, please?
I said there's a discrepancy over monies owed to the Commissioner.
And how much is that?
Well, money owed to the Commissioner from your business is €10,432 in total. It's actually overdue, so a fine will be added on every week. Do you think you'd be able to pay it soon, Valentine?
Well, how much is that now? 10,000 some?
€10,432 in total.
All right, can I organise a meeting with you, or can you give me a phone number so I connect somebody?
Well, I can, but I would recommend that you start paying the money off, or if you can pay it in completion today, that would be good. Because are you promoting a Wednesday special of cash only fades?
No.
And well, we received information from a trusted source that you're doing Wednesday special of cash only fades that you haven't actually declared to the revenue.
No. Most of my transactions are card only. Because it's only a fresh business. I only have the business for 4 months.
It's a bit sneaky, really, you know, sneaky by name, sneaky by nature. You've written off €2,000 under your barber ambiance shirt. Like, what is that? You know, a scented candle and a Spotify playlist, Valentine.
Sorry?
Your accountant wrote off.
Yes.
€2,000 under barber ambiance.
Yeah, my accountant is from there.
Yeah, revenue does not recognise a vibe, Valentine, as a deductible expense.
Sorry, I can't understand you properly.
I said revenue does not recognise a vibe or ambiance as a deductible expense. That can't be deducted, is what I'm telling you. You know, you'd want to get yourself a better accountant. Have you heard of debtor's jail, Valentine?
No.
Well, you'd be in there. You can pay the €10,432 in total by close of business today over the phone, or there'll be a Garda presence at your door this evening at Railway Terrace. Is that understood?
I don't have €10,000 now.
Excuse me? Well, Mr. Lover, that's not really my problem.
Well, how can I pay €10,000 if I don't have it? Can we organise a certain payment plan or two every week? Or?
Well, can't you get a loan?
I can't get a loan. I can't. All my money I put towards the business.
The business isn't taking off then, really, is it, Mr. Lover? Now, before I go back to my business, I'd like to let you know. Hi, this is Una from my radio, and I'm so sorry. Sophie, your girlfriend, rang me.
Oh, my God. You are taking it.
Literally, I am doing that. Yeah, I am.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Carol.
I know, I felt Bruno, you're an absolute legend. And Sophie, absolute legend.
I don't, am I meant to have the butterflies in my stomach right now?
I actually have the fear now as well, yeah. And it was me doing it. Yeah, I know.
Well, you're the
things
one.
Things I do.
Yeah. Your business isn't obviously doing very well.
Business.
I love this. Is he doing the cash fades?
No! Stop doing cash fades.
If you want Una to wind up your people in your life, 087 1102 107. Go for it.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go.
Well, there was something that we had to revisit because there's a lot more people talking about it because this airport have gone and done and banned pyjamas.
How dare they? Who the hell do they think they are? The brass neck of them telling people what they can and cannot wear. Trying to take away our rights, our freedom. It's 2026, Cooper. We're not going to take it anymore.
Say it.
Say it, sister.
Go on.
Sing it, sister.
Go on.
Let's take to the streets. We'll get our placards. We will wear our pyjamas. What did I say today? You can take our slippers, but you'll never take our Crocs. Because they ban Crocs as well.
Which I don't think you're too upset about.
Yeah.
this has popped up again, Una. We spoke about this. You spoke about this very passionately, and even more and more people are getting more upset. But it is official. Tampa International Airport has officially gone and done it. They are banning Crocs and pajamas at the airport. No pajamas. No pajamas. No pajamas allowed at the airport. None
that
of that nonsense.
Is shocking. Like, what if someone is on the red eye and they're exhausted and they're bringing 12 children with them and, you know, they didn't have time to be getting dressed and they want to be comfortable?
Make more time.
Who are these people? Like, how dare they tell these airporty type people in suits?
It's their airport.
It's their. I don't care. Tell people what they can and cannot wear. It's a type of tyranny. It is an expression of self when we wear what we want to wear. It's who we are. It's a choice. And you can't take away my choice. You can take away my slippers, but you'll never take away my freedom. No. I am so boycotting Tampa Airport now.
You do that, Una.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not saying I wear slippers to the airport, but I'm saying that I'd like to have the choice if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you're completely the opposite to what I would thought. I would have thought that you would have had a thoughtful airport outfit. Like, I know people who like literally have an airport outfit for when they go and traveling. They have an airport outfit, so it's comfortable, but it's fashionable, it's stylish. Not a pair of sloppy pajamas that you just woke up in.
But why could some people couldn't be arsed with an airport outfit? Mm. And that's notiony.
You call my sister notiony.
Oh, don't bring your sister into this. Don't bring your sister in. Okay. So, my mother wears pajamas to the airport. Are you saying my mother's a slob?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I know your mother better than that.
She doesn't wear pajamas to the airport.
No way would she be seen in pajamas in the airport.
I think that's wrong. And like, you would be very upset because you're a serial Croc wearer. You love your Crocs.
Only I never wear my Crocs out of the house though. Yeah. They're literally my slippers at home, my Crocs.
You wouldn't wear them to the airport?
No.
Why?
Because I like to...
Because you're frightened of what people think of you. You see, that's sad. Because people who wear slippers to the airport aren't frightened of what people think of them. They're okay not being a sheep. They're the leaders of the world.
I wish this was television so people could see each and every little face that you do in between every sentence that you do. It's like, so. It's like, to describe the face that you made, it's like, so there. Just get dressed. Yeah, get up and get dressed.
Listen, I just won that debate. No, I won that debate, yeah.
All right, 7-1-102-107. Should Una be banned from Tampa Bay Airport?
Here's I'm boycotting it.
Oh, right, they don't want you there. Una thinks it's fine and dandy that and everybody should protest and not go to Tampa Bay Airport because they've banned the use and wearing of pajamas and Crocs. And you think that it's fine to do it. And then you say...
What did you say?
What?
I said that I just think we should have the choice. If we want to wear, they're taking away our choice. That's not right. Yeah. It's our freedom.
Yeah.
We should be protesting, man.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, boycott that.
Don't.
Airport.
Don't. Just get dressed.
Ah, come on. Our Crocs basically just sieves for the feet.
Sieves for the feet.
Wearing them to the airport. You're as well off just wear no shoes because it's going to stink the place out anyway.
Yeah, well, also the fact that, like, if anybody wears Crocs, you'll know that they are as comfortable as they are. They're a lot more comfortable if you wear socks with them.
Yeah.
Mm. So they're not going to stink the place out of them.
No, of course not.
Keep them at home. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And you said that my mother wears pajamas at the airport. I'm like, no, she doesn't. I know your mother well enough to know that she doesn't.
Right. Is nobody going to touch on the fact that Cooper just said he knows Una's mother better than that?
Yeah.
What are you trying to imply?
Yeah. All I can say to you now is, like, Una and her mother are two different beasts. All right.
Yeah.
And your mother has a little bit more respect for how she looks out in public.
What do you mean?
Would
what?
Not wear pajamas in public. And you, couldn't give a hoot.
Oh my God, your mother has respect for how she looks in public, not like you. What do you mean? I'm highly insulted.
So, but you're the one who says you don't give a... Did you wear pajamas in public?
I never said I wear pajamas in public, but I like the choice to wear pajamas in public. I want the choice, and I'm sure I have done in the past. I've definitely worn slippers to the shop.
I did
it recently. And actually, I did wear pajamas in public. I did it last Friday night, actually, when I went to the shop in my pajamas and dressing gown.
So you've no
shame.
And
I don't care. My choice.
I have some oil for the bicycle that you're pedaling backwards
what?
Here.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up
here. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled. If you listen closely, you can hear the chewing of the gum.
I've got a bit of a cough and the chewing gum helps me stop.
Does it?
Yeah, it does a little bit, yeah.
No way.
It brings extra saliva into the mouth, so it's not as dry.
Lovely.
Yeah, you're welcome.
As people now saying, why doesn't she have an OnlyFans? You still get messages from OnlyFans people.
Yes, I am. It's really annoying. On Insta, they're like adding me or they're following me. Mm. And then I look at them and it's a picture of boobs and they have one follower and they have like OnlyFans pages. I'm like, why are you coming for me?
Maybe they want you to sign up.
To OnlyFans.
To their OnlyFans. Pay them money.
Why would I'm not paying them money to see their... I don't want to see their boobs. They're out on display anyway and they're Insta photos.
It's truth or trash.
Truth or trash.
Okay, truth or trash is where we bring facts to the show and they could be real or could be made up. Donald, let's go with you first if you wouldn't mind giving us your fact.
Yes, my fact today. The longest hotel stay in history... lasted 67 years. That's a decent hotel stint there.
67 years?
67 years, yeah.
Great. Wonder were they still paying the same rates from like 67 years ago?
Oh, that'd be handy.
Yeah.
If they were.
That'd be 2 shillings.
What hotel was it?
I don't have that information.
Where was the hotel?
I don't have that information to hand.
Was this person like working at the hotel or do you know, are they an aristocrat or what's going on? Or
don't know the information.
Did they ever leave the hotel?
I don't think they did.
They never left the hotel.
They left at a certain point, but yes.
But as in like to go out for a walk or anything?
Oh, no, yeah. You stay in a hotel.
Was it a person or an animal?
It was a person, yes.
Okay. I just think it might be like a tortoise.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's good to think outside the box like that at times, yeah. I'm going to say that's true.
Lock it in, Una. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's trash.
It is true, yeah. It was lived at the Grand Hotel in Paris. Jean Le Bond, and she was traveling salesperson and decided she preferred
Jane Le Bond?
Jean Le Bond.
Jean.
As in like the spy, but the French version of James Bond.
Hello, I am Jean Le Bond.
But they just preferred...
Je suis fatigué.
I knew you were going to say it. I was waiting for it.
They preferred the simplicity of living in a hotel than a house, so they said, oh, I'm going to stay here.
Fair play to her. You know, I get that. Go down and just order your dinner to be made. Do you know, rather than having to go in the humdrum
I've heard people literally buy round the world cruises and it's cheaper than rent and you're like, it's all inclusive, like your food and your drinks and everything like that, and it's and if you can work from the cruise.
Oh, wow.
So you're just traveling the world and it's all and it's cheaper than actually renting anywhere.
That's a great idea.
We have tips for life and no jingle to go with it. Would you like my fact?
Yeah.
So the Collins Dictionary has new words in it every year. Mm-hmm. And we got new words. A mouse potato, which is a new alternative to the couch potato, is somebody who spends a lot of time at their computer, okay? But a snacktopus is a person who's got many snack wrappers around the desk that they appear to have 8 arms.
A snacktopus.
Yeah. You'd be a snacktopus.
I would be a snacktopus. I knew you were going to... Yeah, because I've got a couple of snack wrappers around my desk.
A couple?
Yeah, currently, there's only 2. Because I dumped the other 3.
Sitting on the other ones. Without you realising.
A snacktopus. Mm. It's like having a snack accident. Spill stuff down your top.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're full of snack accidents.
I'm full of snack accidents.
I love the way on a daily, you're like, why did I wear white? Yeah. I've had another snack accident, guys.
A snacktopus is a great word. I want to say that's true.
Okay. You locking that in?
Locking it in.
What are you saying, Dylan?
Trash, I think, yeah.
Lock it in. It is trash. Let's make it a thing.
Oh, yeah. We should. Yeah.
Una is now officially, I crown thee a snacktopus.
A snacktopus mouse potato.
You're not a mouse potato.
I am. I'm always at my desk.
Yeah, but you're trying to figure out how to work it, though.
I know.
That's a different thing.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Technically challenged mouse potato.
I am. Yeah. I am.
All right.
Okay, so my fact today.
Una, it's your turn.
Yeah. So the first US coin said, mind your business. Instead of the current, in God we trust. So the first US coin said, mind your business. Instead of the current, in God we trust.
Yeah. How do you spell business? B-I-T-H.
Okay, it said, mind your business. So B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, mind your business.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
instead of the courage in God.
So like if there was a bank robbery, you'd be like, don't be getting all up my business.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that this is possibly true and I'm locking it in.
Lock that in.
Yeah, because you know, back in the day during the gold rush, you had to mind your business.
Why did you have to mind your business back in the gold rush?
Because everybody was after what you had and what you were after. Yeah. So everybody was after the same thing. It was the great greedy race. Everybody was like looking for it, looking for the big dream, and they're still fighting for it and fighting each other for it.
Well, that's good logic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's I don't understand what that means. There,
but I'm going to say trash.
You're going to say trash?
I don't think there's logic.
Lock it in.
Fact, yeah.
It's actually true, Jodel. It did. The first US coin read, have a mind your business.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Business.
No way.
Yes, it is.
I genuinely only said true to try and make some sort of logic out of it.
Yep.
And now I feel really super special.
Yeah.
Yeah, go you.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. Hold on a second. Just to make sure it's definitely mind your business. Yeah. Where are you going?
Y-O-U apostrophe R-E? Or
Yeah. No, it said mind your business.
As in mind you
your,
are?
No, not mind your our business. Mind your Y-O-U-R. Don't be a silly billy.
Do you know what you are?
What am I?
You're all up in my business.
You're all up in my business.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And that, my friends, was Wednesday's show.
Over and out.
We will see you tomorrow. We'll have...
We listen and we don't judge.
Is that tomorrow, Thursday? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good. Spooky one tomorrow.
Is it?
It's spooky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. Remind you now to get in touch if you want Una to wind people up on our prank calls.
087-1102-107. Just say prank for the attention of Una or whatever. I will get to it. I will ring you and we will concoct a fantastic, cunning plan and where we'll wind up. Anyone at all in your life.
She loves doing accents, by the way. So
I can do accents.
Do vampire.
I want to suck your blood.
Do werewolf.
Rawr.
Do a French angry lady who found out that all the croissants are sold out.
How could you do this to me? I wanted to have my croissant. I look for to my croissant every morning. There is no croissant left for me. How could you do this?
An Italian angry at all the tourists have taken up all the gondolas.
Get off me, gondola!
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.